What time is it? Showtime. The brothers discuss sports and provide betting tips. The best kept secret in sports investing. Please welcome Bolt Brady and his bro.
Well, hello out there. Welcome in. This is Bolt Brady and his bro. It's the best place to talk some sports gambling. We are chatting some NFL football and college as well. It's week five. Let's welcome in Bolt.
Beep, 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 beep.
We got some news. The New York Jets hacked their coach.
Yeah.
See you later.
Not shocking, I guess, you know, but I don't know if it's necessarily the right thing to do. Just a bit of a power struggle. Kind of in the media back and forth with those guys. It always seemed a little forced. But, you know, Aaron is so weird to read. I mean, that dude does his own thing, beats to his own drum.
He sure does. And, wow, he's been – did you watch the game in Europe?
Yeah. I didn't watch kickoff at 6:30, but I watched, you know, a good half of it.
Dude, he threw it 54 times.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the play.
And still didn't eclipse the 300 yards.
I know. It's unbelievable. So, yeah.
And then three picks.
Yeah. They had, so the last pick of the game, I'm like, what's going on there? Was he trying to throw the back shoulder? I mean, like I've said it before, I say it again, like I default to the quarterback making the right play, you know, and the receiver doing something wrong. I would say 85% of the time that the quarterback's doing the right thing and the receiver's making the wrong read.
Mm-hmm.
But they were obviously off there and they were coming down to win the ball game.
Yeah, they were marching, you know, and if you are those receivers that want the ball and you're always bitching them on the sideline, like, you do need to help turn into the defender when it's not right where you want it, at least make sure the other guy doesn't get it. But that one was low and kind of in the turf. It was kind of in a weird spot.
Yeah, no, I hear you. That wasn't, I don't know what was going on, and I didn't hear what Aaron said after it, but yeah, that's interesting. Coach is adios, and now your boy Big Josh Al comes in to play.
But I know.
We'll get to that one a little bit later.
Yeah, it was a little damp in London too. Like, you know, it was kind of like spritzing. And I keep watching his footwork just to see if he feels okay planting. And he seems to be moving, but you know, just when those big dudes are around those ankles and Achilles, it's got to feel weird.
Yeah, no, he needs to. You know, the Jets need to adapt to make him like how Peyton and Tom were at the end of their careers, even though he's more mobile than they were at this point right now. But like, dude, let's just get it out quick. You know, his receivers are kind of garb. Let's get Devontae over there.
Well, that's what they're trying to do these next couple of days, supposedly. But yeah, you got to be able to run the ball more. And then that's why Nathaniel Hackett, the OC, gets such a crappy rap. It's like, that's Aaron's guy, and he just doesn't know how to adjust.
Yeah, he's pretty garb.
So, and the Vikings are humming.
Right. Yeah, they are.
Good for them.
They're on bye this week.
Mm-hmm.
What
else was popping at you last weekend?
Well, the listeners, you know, not to veer off the NFL too quickly here, but the listeners really liked the Bashers play last week with Vandy beating Alabama.
Yeah. Yeah, that was, there's like three college games in a row you nailed. I was texting him like, nice play on the college.
Yep, thank you, thank you. Yeah, so the Vandy one, that was fun. The boys and I were watching that one, and I was explaining to them, I'm like, hey, like, Vanderbilt should never win this game. And in fact, on top of that, how about I saw this thing online, and it was Nick Sabe talking to McAfee. Yeah, McAfee. And he was saying, yeah, he's like, all the games in the SEC are hard to win. He goes, except Vanderbilt. He said it only 2 weeks ago. He goes, that's an easy place to play. I mean, we have more fans in there than they do. And then they take them down. And so,
I mean, you could stay up till 4 a.m. and go beat Vandy. What happened?
Dude, I don't know, but it was awesome. So they're like, the boys were like, Dad, are they going to take the goalpost down? And I'm like, probably. And so we were watching, you know, the kids jump on the goalpost. And then next thing you know, they're taking it all the way downtown. They like walked it down to Nashville.
Yeah. No, I've seen some of those where they walk them and they throw them in like a river or something.
So that was awesome. The boys are like, Dad, are they going to get in trouble? I go, if it wasn't such a big win, probably. But no, they're going to be stoked.
I mean, yeah, that doesn't get any bigger.
Yeah, so that's awesome. I mean, so anyway, people are getting back to us online, shooting the emails and stuff, and they're like, hey, now is Vandy going to get the Bashers Award? And we do have another Bashers And I won't tell you now if it'll be Vandy or not. So hold your horses.
Stay tuned.
Back to the NFLer. So, well, the theme last week was rock the rookies, and the rookies rocked instead.
Jeez. There was a lot of letdowns for me personally.
Well, dude, I think so if Vandy was a highlight, I think the low light was the Broncos game, okay, against the Raids. Raids are getting the +3. It's 10-3, pure domination by the Raids. They're on the 2-yard line, okay, about to go in to make it 17-3, and it's ball game after that. Kiss her goodbye. It is not like Bo Nix is coming back from that. And then the first 409 clean it up of the week, Minshew, pick 6 for 100 yards.
Surtain.
Wow. So next thing you know, instead of it being 17-3, we've got a tie ball game. And then to make matters worse, before halftime, the Broncos went to kick a field goal and they missed it. And then, whoops, penalty, move that bad boy up 15 yards. And then they kicked it through, and it's 13-10 now. And that was ball game. So that was the bummer.
Yeah, when you see those little plays, well, not little, but something that just flips the momentum, you're like, holy cow, we're toast.
Yeah. No, you go from just like totally dominating, going, okay, we're going to get the W here, and then it's not even close.
What down? Do you know what down that was that he threw that?
Like second.
Yeah, you maybe give it another run up the gut there, Pierce, see what happens.
And he was giving it to Bowers. I'm like, oh.
That's my boy. I like him.
Yep. Napa product, Napa, California. And then the thing was one of the guys, the defenders, was blocking Minshew. And they called it a hold and threw the flag. And I'm like, okay, well, at least it's coming back. And then the referee gets on and goes, no penalty. We're picking up the flag. I go, what? Wow. I just got jabbed right there.
Just got the call from New York. They said, let it stand. There's too much chips on the Raiders.
I guess. Yeah. So that, I think that was the bummer. And then also Cleveland, I was watching
terrible.
That
game,
and I go, well, that's it. I'm not putting chips on Watson anymore. Mm-mm. Wow. Is that guy garbage? So it'll be interesting to see when Cleveland makes a move.
I don't know, man. It's just like, you know, the 235 guaranteed chips that he's got, it's going to take a while to yank him out.
Yeah. So, and it doesn't matter because their backups are horrible anyway. Big Jameis Winston and DTR. So.
Yeah. God, they used to put up a fight and their defense would keep them in the games, but now it's just like it's totally slipped away.
Yeah.
I mean, now next moves like the coaching staff, then you start over with Deshaun. It's looking ugly for like another couple years there.
Yeah, so they go into Philadelphia and the line moved from 6 to 9.5 after last week.
See, which could be too high. I mean, I don't know if is Philly getting their receivers back, but
they said they will be.
Yeah. Both of them?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Philly hasn't shown us a whole lot recently either, but having the break, hopefully that helped them out.
Right.
But I just, you know, my Bills game was heartbreaking because they clawed back into that thing.
Yes.
Josh's stats weren't amazing. I mean, they were some of the worst of his career.
Yeah.
Like 9 for 30 or something pretty bad.
Yep.
And then he got drilled when they were clawing back into it. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did.
And he's a big dude. He kind of fought it off, and they took him into the tent, and he kind of claiming, no, man, it's my chest, not my head.
Really?
So whoever looked at him and whatnot, it was just the, you know, your boy Mitch came in, Trubisky.
Yep.
He got one play, and Josh goes, hey, bud, I'm back in here.
Josh goes, I just had the smelling salt. I'm back. Get out of the way.
So he kind of, he got two plays in, and nothing happened, so they kicked the field goal to tie it. And then, you know, everyone's talking about the clock management there at the end when they got the ball back at their 3.
Yeah.
And it was 3 straight passes, no time chewed up, which, you know, I mean, Josh, you know, I like having it in his hands. What are you going to do, run it up the gut one time?
Well, see, the thing is that I don't think people were factoring in is that the Texans had all 3 timeouts. So he does the run, and they're calling a timeout.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it doesn't really matter. But the complaint that I think is valid is, they're like, people are like, they're chucking it too far downfield, though. They were like going for like 35 yard chunks. It was like, so anyway, you know,
yeah,
whatever.
He had a lot of dudes out, too. I mean, he was working with Matt Collins and Keon Coleman's a rookie But, you know, they made some plays, and their defense usually does a pretty good job. I mean, they always have guys that get them in games. That just, that one was disappointing to watch that slide away.
Well, so here's a stat for you that I came across. So before the Ravens game, right, because the Bills got blown out by the Ravens the week before, it'd been 43 games in a row where Josh has lost by 6 points or less. So Josh does not get drilled very often.
No. So, I mean, even look at that statistical performance. It's low, but like it doesn't matter in terms of the score.
Yeah. So, you know, he's always trying.
Yeah.
Which is legit.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that went well was we nailed the Cardinals-Niners game pretty well because we also said throw a little sprinkle on Kyler's rushing prop.
Yeah.
And he got that on the second play of the game. It was like 50 yards to the house.
Yeah.
Good night. And some people said, and I looked at it, I couldn't tell, some people thought he might have gave the peace sign right when he got outside. Like, hey, I'm out of here. See ya.
I don't know if I saw that. I mean, you know, Tyreek kind of throws it up where you definitely can tell what he's doing.
Well, yeah, Tyreek sticks it way out. But, yeah, I don't know. Kyler kind of gave it the, hey, what's up, Bolt? Here you go, prop.
Because it was like Warner. It was like a linebacker. He's like, not happening.
No. So, like we said, that's a problem for the Nines when they have the mobile quarterback and Kyler came to ball there.
Well, there was... But
the Nines were dominating.
They were, and then they lost their kicker.
Yes.
So then it kind of just changed the dynamic there of what they could do. They knew they couldn't... There was, you know, what, they got down to like the 30 or something, and they went for it on fourth.
But yeah, it was fourth. Yeah, they were on the 27.
And, you know, so like it's like normally that's 3 points for any kicker in the NFL. So it's like that definitely went the Cardinals' way when that stuff started happening.
Well, but the problem, yeah, the 49ers had 23 points at half, and they ended the game with 23. So it was 23-10, and then they go... That's ball game. That's all we're going to score. But
that was the first game Shanahan's lost going in the fourth quarter with the 10-point lead or more.
Yeah. I mean, they were dominating. Like, I was like, oh, wow, the Niners look pretty legit here. And then, so if you had the Niners there, you were probably pretty bummed, too.
I mean, like, most of their guys are back, like I said. And that guy Mason's on a better pace than... CMC was last year rushing yards through this many games.
Wow, that's nutty.
So I mean, their dudes are there. They'll hang in there and get healthier throughout the course of the season. I think they'll end up winning that division. So it's fine. No time to hit the panic button.
And then, you know, we talked about the shittiest game of the week, and boy, was it Miami versus the Patriots.
That one I did not watch.
No, neither did I. And it was showtime, though. I saw the highlights. Wow.
Should have taken the under.
No kidding. We should have taken it. Because I saw a stat, too, like when Huntley's the quarterback, like his games can't even get to 33 points. Like there was a stat out there. So we might need to take a little gander at that. But. Yeah, the Dolphins had all kinds of errors, too. Block, kick, fumble, all in the first half. And the Patriots are so bad, they couldn't even capitalize. So, wow, those teams are bueno to watch.
I mean, where's like the good backup QBs, you know? I mean, Flacco gets resurgence here at 37 or something, has a little run. He wasn't even in the league last year for a second.
Right. No, that's what I'm saying.
Like, and all these young dudes get thrown in, and it just looks like they soil themselves and can't put up any points. I just don't get why that big of a drop-off.
Well, these talent scouts that are around, they just don't know what they're doing. Seriously, like, you can't find some kid somewhere. I mean, that's what I'm saying. You got to look different places in the ranks. Go down to the D2 and the D3 and find some guys that are better than these cats. I mean, get serious.
Yeah, I think like the Bears backup, that guy.
Oh, you know, right.
You know, he's pretty good. When it's not Targent or Sergeant or whatever. But yeah, he's decent when he gets a little chance. But that, you know, we're looking at preseason stuff too. You could put him in the thick of a real game. Let's see what happens.
Yeah.
But like Gardner Minshew had a great little run last year with Indy, and it gets him $15 million guaranteed with the Raiders for two seasons, and then he looks like dog water.
Yeah.
So what do you do? It's like when they get the helm on a crappy team, it's hard to look good.
It's probably the pressure. The pressure gets to him a little bit.
Yeah, well, and you lose certain coordinators. It's like, you know, Steichen in Indianapolis is a great offensive mind, and now we go to Oakland, and you got Pierce and these guys who aren't quite versed the same way.
Yeah, that Colts-Jaguars game, I mean, it ended up Jags 37-34. I mean, it was the coin flipper. But how about if you took the under in that game? So going after at the end of the third quarter, it's 20-10 Jags. And you're like, okay, this thing's going under here. And then they go, hold your horses, it's the fourth quarter, and we're going to score 41 combined points. Colts 24 and the Jags 17 in the fourth quarter alone.
Jeez, T. Lawrence got off the snide there with the W.
Threw for 371 yards and two TDs. Yeah, he needed her.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's all his fault, though, really.
No, but it's just, you know, it's not a good stat when they put up, you know, 0-9 your last starts.
Yeah, so, and then the Giants, we touched on that one a little bit. I mean, dude, they have they're missing their best playmaker in Malik Nabers, and their top running back is also adios, and then they win the ballgame.
That's why I told you that. I don't understand some of the thinking with that's what drives you nuts on some of these teams when you take them. It's like, I know Seattle came from the East Coast the week before, and then I'm like, now I look at it and they're playing Thursday night against the Niners. Like, are they thinking about the divisional game? So, like, they're just kind of like, eh, you know, it's the Giants. It's not a big a deal.
Possibly. Those are things you have to look at. And speaking of things to look at, I put in my notes that I wanted to mention because someone asked me, someone sent an email to me, and, like, you know, sometimes people want to know, like, the bet percentages. Like, what percent of people are betting on the Giants versus the Seahawks? And how much money is allocated towards each one? Sometimes people use that for their handicapping purposes. And I just wanted to note that varies, like, from sportsbook to sportsbook so badly that it's incredible. So, like, one of our friends this weekend even asked me about it, and he was Big T Lowe asking about the Hawkeyes against Ohio State. And it said that, like, the Hawkeyes were getting, like, 70% of the money or something like that. And then on his app. But then when I looked at mine, they were only getting, like, 15% of the money. So my point here and the learning moment of the day is, if you're looking at those percentages, it just really varies from book to book. So I don't know if you can really use that as a handicapping tool.
So if you look online, they're not taking, like, a Vegas number as a whole on that thing. They're just looking at one place.
A lot of times, yeah.
So, oh, that's a little misleading.
Yeah, so it'll be like DraftKings. This is what it is at DraftKings, and then this is what it is at FanDuel. And a lot of those can be influenced by the area they are in the United States, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, if it's a book that's in Chicago, well, clearly there's going to be more chips on the Bears than if, you know, people betting on the Bears in California, for example. So, yeah, it's really misleading. So I just don't know if that's the greatest handicapping tool. I just wanted to bring that to everyone's attention.
Mm-hmm.
And before we move on, I thought it's been a long time since we had a feel-good moment. Since, you know, it's always nice when good things happen in the world. And there was an senior citizen that would carry her $12,000 around with her. It's like every cent she had. And she just felt better holding on to it.
Yeah.
And she went to the grocery store, and guess what happened to the envelope?
She lost it.
She dropped it. And she got home to, like, her daughter, you know, her adult daughter. And they're like, no. Whoa. So anyway, cruised to the grocery store, and this dude turned it in.
Wow.
All 12 dimes.
And good for him.
Yep. They were relieved. So anyway, the good feel story of the day.
I may have been blowing some chips on myself if I saw the 12K.
Wow, I found 12 dimes, huh?
Oh, man.
Who am I slapping that on today?
Where am I going?
All righty, here we go. Week 6. Dun-dun. Is there anything that's sticking out to you there, big guy?
Well, let's start with Thursday with the Niners-Seattle.
Oh, yeah. I think our leans have actually been doing pretty well on those.
Yeah, you know, it's a couple places have minus 3.5 looks
no,
like.
No, it's the 3.5 for now.
Most places 3.5 now.
Yep.
I mean, the Niners cannot mess around this week.
Yeah.
And I know Seattle just got kind of drubbed by the Giants, but I'm sure they're going to be a little more awake for this. They always are for the Niners. But I'm taking the nines. I mean, there's no way they lose this game.
Wow. I mean, I would lean with the Hawks. I'm just a lean. I like the 3.5. I think that hook's kind of large.
It is. Yeah. Well, shit. Actually, who's going to kick for them? They bring in someone in this week?
Oh, yeah. They'll get someone. Yep, that'll fill in for a couple weeks. Yep.
Huh. Yeah, there's just no, I mean, I guess Moneyline would probably be kind of a ripoff for this one, but there's no way they lose this game.
Well, let me see the Moneyline for you there real quick there for you, big guy. It won't be that bad because it's lower. I'm going to guess 155 maybe. Hold the horses. Hold the horses. Hold the horses. Hold the horses. 185.
Mm.
Yeah. 185. Okay. So we're going different directions on that one. I don't have, it's, no, listen, the nines could blow them out. I'm just saying if I had to take one or the other, I would take the Seahawks at home in the points. And then we've got another London game here. 6:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. The Jags and the Bears. And the Jags are +2.5. And I'm here to tell you it's a best bet. I'm going with the Jags. The Jags go to Europe every single year, right? I think most people know that. And so they've got this trip down. And this is a big one. Bears are away from home and they're favored? Yeah, I don't think so. I'll take the Jags.
I think Jags are there for two games in a row, actually, too, right?
That's correct. Yep. They're going to be there for next week as well. They play the Patriots, I believe.
Yeah, I saw the Bears already took off. They went for the week. They're just like, let's get our bodies on the clock and kind of get used to being over here. Chicago to London's not as big of a deal as like San Francisco to London either. So I don't know. The Jags have woken up a little bit the last couple weeks, but I think we've underestimated the rest of the Bears squad. Not just putting it in Caleb's hands, but they've been doing fine.
No, I get it. But I'm just saying, like, I think that the Bears will probably have a little bit of the bashing in them. You know, I mean, they've got to be flying high. And then now Caleb and the boys are like, dude, we're rolling to London? This is going to be unreal. Let's take it out at night, guys. We're the shit. And then the Jags are like, dude, we're 1-4. We got to keep her in at night. Let's get the W here, guys.
Yeah.
So I do like the Jags there.
Okay.
And then I do like the Jags in a tease there as well, and we'll come back on the other end of that one. So not only do I like them plus the 2.5, but I like them plus the 8.5 as well.
Yeah, that one, you know, different ballgame if I'm getting that many. I'd think about it. But the Bears, they're playing good D. Eberflus has them kind of rolling. And then if Caleb keeps improving, could be interesting.
Yep, I don't know. They've been a little lucky on things, though. I mean, they took care of business against the against Big Red Rifle there. That was a bad read on my part. I was buying them too high there.
Well, you know, sometimes those switches give you the juice for like the week or two.
Yep,
and then it just goes.
Yes, it does. Just like with Big Flacco.
I was going to say, so keep an eye on, you know, the Flacco.
They get the film, and it's not a surprise anymore.
And then, you know, Richardson, man, is this guy ever going to, like, stay healthy? And that just...
Well, since you brought him up, so they play the Colts. And here's the thing.
Who plays the Colts?
The Titans. And the Colts are on the road. And right now, Will Levis... Okay, I mean, there's no way I'd ever put chips on Will Lev. He's garb. He might not be in the NFL here much longer. If Mason is the quarterback, okay... And Richardson is the quarterback for the Colts. It's a best bet. I'll take the Titans. But first of all, Mason's got to be in for starters. And if Mason is in against Joe, I need to see what the line is. But if Joe is back on the bench and it's Richardson.
It's -1 Indy right now. I mean, I don't know. They're probably factoring Flacco versus Will right now.
Exactly. So I wouldn't touch that. But if Mason comes in, I'll take him. Best better. So the best bet factors in if Anthony is in and Mason's in. We'll take the Titans.
Okay.
All righty. And then let's see. What else do we have here? Oh, so what do you think about this game? Because the Cardinals, our squad, Kyler, 972 yards, 7 TDs, only 2 picks this year, travels into Green Bay,
mm-hmm.
and he's getting 5. What do you think about that?
Yeah, the Green Bay's looked pretty good. I took them against the Rams. It was one of the ones I got right, luckily. They won by like 5. Green Bay is humming okay. You know, that home field thing, I don't think it stands as much as they used to say it did in the cold weather and whatnot. I'd probably lean with the Packers there.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to lean with my boy Kyler there, but it's not a best bet. I was just curious what you thought. What's popping off the page here at you?
I'm going to go against one of the rookies again here. You know, Washington's been humming, but they're going to Baltimore.
Yep.
And Lamar, it's minus six.
Yep. And the Commanders, I mean, their defense is horrible, and they can't stop the run.
And here comes Henry.
And here comes Lamar. Yeah, so, I
and
mean,
Lamar played great. I mean, he threw for four last week.
Right. And this is the AFC-NFC matchup.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the matter of, hey, are you going to get the Ravens to zone in or not? You know, they just came off a big game against the Bengals. So, I don't know. I mean, I'm not against it. Yeah, I'm just, that was the only thing that held me off, is I'm like, ah, did that take a little out of them and they just get the W by the three here? But I'm with you. Like, you're selling high on the Commanders. Like that, I'm actually going to go one of your directions here. I'm going to go with Big Jim Harbaugh on your boys.
Oh, I've got him too.
I knew you would. The big charge.
Coming off the bye.
Everyone's healthy now, coming back in off suspensions. Derwin James and the crew coming off the bye. The Bronx got lucky again, and now it's the charge minus three. Give me Jim and the boys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the Broncos lost their first two and then kind of rattled off three in a row there. A little surprising.
Oh, wow.
And here comes the wake-up call.
Right. I mean, with Bo just playing garb, and they still get the W's. Because the defense is unreal for the Bronx.
Which is a little bit ironic with Sean Payton's not usually known for that side of the ball.
Well, so he's probably not doing anything with that side
of the ball. But, I mean, they've got that buttoned up. You know, once he does get the offense going, they could be pretty good next year or a couple years down the road.
Sure.
But, yeah, I like Jimmy and Herbert coming off of the week off. Yep. And their defense has been good this year, too. So
yeah, the week off's going to be large because they were pretty banged up. And like I said, James was on suspension. So they needed that. So we'll take them.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you there.
And then I like things are getting a little out of control here. I mean, Atlanta goes on the road. Okay, so Atlanta has beaten the Eagles, Saints, and Bucks in overtime. Like all three games, super lucky, right? Like against the Saints, they didn't even score an offensive touchdown. The Eagles, if you remember that game, like the Eagles had it. And Saquon dropped the ball with the first. So, dude, they could be 0-4 right now. 0-5, excuse me. And now they're going to Carolina, right? Obviously a divisional game. And they're giving them 6.5. Come on, that's way too much. So let's just wait to see if that gets to 7. But I'd take the 6.5 there too. Come on.
Yeah, that's tough to go back to them after what the Bears just did to them.
No, I know. But it's way better when they're at home. Way better.
Like, if they get waxed this week, like, I mean, stick a fork in them. The guy's morale.
Yep. Agreed.
That coach probably, I don't know, it's only year one, but that's trouble.
Yep. No, I agree. But Hubbard's been balling, too. It's like three games in a row now. It's helped with Andy back there because they can't zone in on him so much. That game's a three. That game's a field goal game either way. 6.5. Sorry. Like, it's letdown time for the Falcons.
That coach might get a little more time since he didn't choose Bryce himself.
Right.
They got to give him someone to work with if he's like a quarterback guru.
Right. So, and then the other interesting game, since the Giants balled, the lines moved like 1.5, is the Bengals Monday night against the Giants. The line's only 3.5 for that. What do you think? Who would you take there?
Cincy. I mean, got to have a W here. Heartbreak to lose. I knew that, you know, the Ravens game was going to be too tight. I didn't know who to pick, so just stayed away from it. I mean, the offense is doing great. Joe and Jamar are humming, putting up great numbers. They got to stop some people here so they can win some of these games.
Yeah, I know.
And, you know, we keep going. Everyone keeps looking like, okay, they win these next four. It looks pretty favorable on the, you know, for them until they get back to the Ravens. They could be 5-5.
Yeah.
You know, which sounds nice in theory, but let's take this one week at a time. But they got to win this game.
But, I mean, are they kind of like, hey, we're screwed here? I think like only.
No. You know, we got that extra game in the NFL season now. It's like, you're not.
Okay.
So I think, you know, you can't lose like two more, but they can. You got to win this one and then think about what we got coming up.
All right. So you think there's still a chance there for those guys?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Going back on the Rays real quick, that's what I'm going to do. That's going to be my other teaser leg, is the Rays just to win the ball game. Okay.
Ravens?
Yeah.
Okay.
The other part of the Tiger.
And then what about Detroit's coming off the bye, going to Dallas? I mean, Dallas got that win against Steelers, which I was with you on the Steelers. I couldn't believe that.
Dude, that game was gnarly. I mean,
well, per usual, when yeah. we're dealing with the Steelers and what they get out of Fields and just the their run game, all of it is just so ugly.
Right. Well, JJ was doing his thing, and the special TJ. Team or TJ, his bros JJ, he's done a lot of commercials now. And then the special teams was doing their thing too, blocking kicks and stuff. And then the Steels I thought the Steels were going to pull it out.
Well, so, you know, I was listening. Someone's like, when are they going to just change? It's okay to kind of change who you are a little bit and adapt. It's like they spend the most money on the defensive side of the ball, like, you know, salary wise. It's like, we get it. You guys are rough and tough, but you got to have some offense here at some point.
Well, that's what my boy Russ is waiting to come in.
Yeah. I'd go to him. I would just, you know, and they should try to get like a receiver for some help too. I don't know if Devontae'd want to go there, but they could use some help.
Yeah, they could. Before we let everyone go here and jump to the college, the last game we should probably talk about here, and I misspoke, the Bengals game is the Sunday night game. The Monday night game is your boy Josh.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, Josh is -2.5?
Yep.
Jim, Chris, that wouldn't be another bad one to tease or two, but I'm not going to touch it. Wow, really? Okay, going on the road, the favorite.
Does firing the coach give them a new little mojo here?
So who do we know who the interim coach is?
They went D coordinator. That guy, like Jeff Ulbrich. He used to play, I think,
for Hawaii, right?
Did he? He's kind of got the longish black beard, you know, black gray beard.
I think he's boys with our boy Steve D. I think he played at Hawaii. Yeah, he was with Atlanta for a while, and then he went to the Rams. I didn't realize he was the D coordinator there. Okay, yeah, no, they'll probably get a little juice from that. Yeah, I mean, you never really want to go against Josh. Both teams are coming off a loss. Both quarterbacks are hyper competitive. That's just, I'm going to watch that game.
That'll be a fun one to watch, yeah.
That'll be legit.
But there's a lot of, I think the winner comes out leading the division, too.
Oh, is that right?
Yep. Because if the Jets are to win, then they both have the same record, and that's the tie break. So it's got some importance to it for sure.
Wow, is the media going to just be pumping that game up? Holy cow, get ready for the commercials.
And, I mean, if Josh can get a couple of these dudes back, I mean, I think he had, like, Shakir, the receiver, was out. Just some guys on D were out. Like, a couple of them come back. That helps.
Yeah, I think the thing, and like, you know, watching at any level, I mean, you know how I watch the game film at the lower levels as well, is you need the protection, right? Like, they're talking about how Patrick Mahomes doesn't have like the best weapons right now, but dude, he's got the brick wall.
That's
in front
what I was watching
him.
Last night. I'm like, dude, I mean, how much time does this guy need?
Yeah. I'm like, throw us the uni and we'd be completing those bad boys with that much time. I mean, dude.
He had some sweet little step ups and then he kind of spun.
Yeah.
And he tried to throw the dime like in the end zone. It was like, it was a good throw. The running back didn't keep running.
He seems a little slower. I think the chips might be catching up with him, and not the chips money. I mean the potato chip.
You got to keep a little something on you because those big dudes land on
That's true. That is true. So let me review what we got here in the NFLer before I get into the college where we've been rocking here. So the teaser is going to be the Ravens and the Jags, and then I also like the Jags plus +2.5. We'll take the Chargers -3. We're going to take the Titans only if it's Mason playing versus Anthony. So there's a lot that has to take place there.
And if it's a full moon, then it's a lock.
And then Carolina, let's see if it gets to the 7, but I'll take the 6.5 also against the ATLer there. And then dun, 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 the college game. So we've got another Bashers pick. Everyone, ladies and gentlemen, spread the word that the Bolt, Brady, and Bro podcast has this game called the Bashers, and it usually gets us the W. But guess what? It's not Vanderbilt. We're going back to the well, except the other way around. So last week we took UW versus Michigan. Well, that was the rematch of the playoffs when UW got waxed, okay? Well, they waxed Big Michigan this week, being ranked 10th. What do you think's going on at Big UW this week? People are a little tuned up, and now they travel in to play the Iowa Hawkeyes. Good luck with that one. Wow. -2.5, we'll take Iowa.
Whoa.
Yep. So, you know, I think this is like for the Big Ten in general now. I think for, you know, Michigan, these teams aren't used to like traveling as far out west or as out east, you know?
Miami to Cal.
Right. That's a long one. And so I think that takes a little adapting to. And then also, you know, like UW already traveled to play Rutgers and they lost that ball game. And now they're traveling out to Iowa. And dude, Iowa is just a hard place to get the W's. I was taking a look at it. They basically lose maybe once a year there. So they already lost to Iowa State this year, 2019, early in the season. They buckle up when they're at home.
They grind.
Yeah. So
they just try to lock you down.
This is probably going to be a boat racer.
I think.
Yep.
They never have an offense that's capable of doing that.
It doesn't matter. Watch UW. UW's going to be coming in there, still burping up the brews from the week before. It's going to be a problem.
All right.
All right.
We'll keep an eye on her.
Yep.
Okay, you did your recap.
Yep, got the recap. We're good to go.
Okay, keep an eye on Instagram and Twitter. It's at Bolt Brady Picks. We'll keep you guys updated there. But that's going to do it for Week 6 NFL and the college football best bets. We will catch you guys next week.
See ya.